People across the region are mourning the death of Prince George's County Police Officer Ja'Kai Colson. Investigators say Colson was killed in an unprovoked attack yesterday in Landover by a man who wanted to die in a gun battle with officers outside a station. The accused gunman and two of his brothers are in custody, and it's one of several police ambush killings this year.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch is now out with a statement. She says, quote, Colson's tragic loss is a reminder of the threats that public safety officers face every day and the dangers that they bravely confront, end quote. Joining us now is Tom Jackman, author of the Washington Post's true crime blog. Tom, thanks for being here today.
Glad to. Good to talk to you.
In the past month, we've also lost a rookie Prince William County officer along with two Maryland sheriff's deputies. What seems to be going on here?
Well, I've gotten off the phone this afternoon with both the head of the International Association of Chiefs of Police and the head of the Fraternal Order of Police, the police union, and they both feel like there's a lot of animosity toward government, and it may not be aimed at the police, but these are the most visible agents of government. These are the people that are out walking and driving around amongst us, whereas the mayor or the head of the sewers or the head of the schools is not an easily visible person. Here are the police officers, and they, whether they have done anything wrong, they are often representative of government and attract attention.
Tom, how much more frequently is this happening?
Well, it had started to go down. We were seeing a decline. I mean, in the, earlier in this decade, there were 10, 16, 15 of these ambush deaths a year. But starting in 2012, it was six, then five, then seven. And last year, there were six. So it looked like they were declining. That was a good thing. And now five already, and we're not even through 3 months of this year. And even worse is that four of those five are in our area, which is horrible.
Anything else here we should be thinking about as we learn more, and we still don't know a lot about it, this latest case in Landover?
Well, there's a lot of discussion in the police industry now about how should they use force and should they use less force, because there have been a lot of high-profile police killings. But there's also a feeling that police officers, you know, need to be on high alert. And there are times when, say, walking out of a police station or sitting in a Panera, they typically are not on high alert. Does this mean that now they have to be on high alert all the time? That's going to be the topic of discussion in police station houses across the country now, is, you know, do we have to be on code red 24 hours a day? And they're also hoping that that the public appreciates what they do and the sacrifices that they make for us, and that they, you know, that the public stands up for police officers.
Boy, Tom, it's really tricky, because if police are forced to be on heightened alert, you know, that in itself creates a problem, right? Then they have more of a trigger finger.
Exactly correct. I mean, and it is thought that in doing the job, there should be times when you aren't hyped up and ready to rumble, that there are times when, you know, you should be able to relax. Some of these departments have 12-hour shifts, and you shouldn't have to be, you know, constantly watching your back. But, you know, if you're not safe in a police station, where are you safe?
Mm-hmm. Tom, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Very well.
Thank
Tom
you.
Jackman is author of the Washington Post's True Crime blog.